I think I speak for everyone when I say that this whole staying at home, what is it called, shelter in place situation, has led to a lot of extra listening. And for those of us who record, precious little time to record, or I should say precious little opportunity for privacy to record, which are two factors that don't really work well together. Oh, because I just have so many things I want to say. But right now, I just wanted to ramble a little bit about how much lately I've been enjoying M4A and M4M content. So I want to thank all the sweet boys and fine gents who have been making that kind of content. And I did make an improv recently about, it was called Enjoying the Boyfriends by Fantasy. And I guess you could say, you know, it's related to that, you know, the fact that I, or many of my female friends, or I should say M-listening female friends, enjoy not only M4F, but also M4A or M4M. For me, anyway, it's not about being voyeuristic into, you know, into male bisexuality or whatever. It really isn't. It's just about, again, speaking for myself, about sensuality, about enjoying our bodies, and especially at this time when we can't get out, or we're probably inside a lot with roommates, sexy roommates possibly, fantasizing about them, whether they be female or male, whatever. Or not even roommates, a housemate, so now I'm really rambling, but just the potential situation of living with people, right? So, anyway, it's just kind of an unnecessary preamble to why I listen to not just M4F content. But yeah, just the really the sensuality aspect of it. And so what did I want to talk about today? I was just listening to a delicious M4A fap, my goodness. And this is loosely related to a ramble on Good Boys that I had made a month or two ago now. Also in the morning. I wanted to talk a little bit about waking up to a good boy. Continuing a little bit on what I was doing before. And I'll reference that episode, or that segment rather, in this audio. You want to go back and listen to it? It maybe pick up loosely where I left off. So where I left off was just spooning my good boy in the audio. I'm Big Spoon, of course. And so far I've just been putting hands on him, just stroking him, and I mean, stroking his body, not stroking his cock. I mean, to touch his cock, just to tease him. And, I think I touched his hole lightly, because I left that. And so, I really got him going. And he's pressing his sweet hips into the ball of my hips. And I think, well, I started this audio, I was going to call it Fucking You Into the Mattress, because I had a vision of a woman strapping on and fucking her good boy into the mattress. And I know that sounds really violent, I guess, but it wouldn't be violent. It would just be very passionate and making him feel good. So, now that I've got him going. And in the audio, in the previous audio, I still had my panties on. And I'm actually going to keep my panties on. Because it's going to be all about him. Going to be all about making him feel good. And I'll go ahead and reach out for my harness, my strap-on. And I tell him to keep his eyes closed. I mean, I could blindfold him, but it's dark anyway. It's early and it's dark. And I know that the fact that he can't see what I'm doing is tantalizing. He can hear the little noise that the harness makes and the noise of putting in the girl cock in the harness and opening the lube, the little snap the bottle makes, and squeezing out the lube. And I always try not to make that farty noise. I really hate the farty noise. So I would do it in such a way that it's kind of quiet, but you can still hear something. And I tell him to roll over on his belly and to take two pillows and put it underneath his hips so he's face down and ass up. But he's supported by the pillow so he can relax. And presenting to me. Because this particular morning I definitely feel very much like what one of my friends called a femme daddy. I'm gonna fuck him doggy. I left behind him. I'm gonna take that lube. I'm gonna put one hand on his low back. Because that is a great feeling to have a hand on your low back, on your sacrum, to be exact. Did you know that the word sacrum, from the Latin, it means sacred bone. It is a sacred bone. And I read somewhere a long time ago that when you put your hand, or you would want to put your hand on a baby's low back or sacrum, is very comforting. It is a feeling of safety and comfort that stems from infancy, from before memory. I know, we're me and my weird trivia. So I have my hand on his sacrum. And he knows he's safe. And he knows I'm going to make him feel good. And I already have some lube in my hand. It's warming up. And I lovingly put my fingers on his sweet hole. Lube it up. Starting to moan, sweet, sweet moans. I did like these moans I've been listening to for days. The moans that you only hear when you have your ass played with. And I finger him for a little bit. My one hand is still on his low back. I stroke his outer ring. And I let my fingers into him just a little bit. It's barely a knuckle deep. And yeah, just massage him. Oh, feeling him respond to me. Oh, like yielding yet squeezing, and oh, so good. And the moans, my God. Those fucking moans. And I do this for a few minutes. And then I have to take my hand away from his back because I have to get more lube to put on my cock now. And I let him hear me work the lube onto my cock as sort of like a slappy sound. I know, it's driving him crazy. And then I lean down so I can say in his ear, "You ready, baby?" He doesn't answer, he just moans and whimpers. Oh, presses his slutty hole onto my girl cock and just rubbing it up and down my shaft. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. And then I come back up on my knees and then take my one hand on his low back again. And then my other hand, I take hold of my girl cock and rub my head on his, oh my God, his sweet hole. And the sounds coming out of his throat, amazing. And guttural and whimpery and wonderful. Oh, I very slowly work the very tip of my cock. Oh God, the sound he makes, first contact. Oh, so wet and good. Oh, there's just enough light out that I can see. I can't really see the details, but I can see contours of his ass, where his ass cheeks curve in to the cleft of his. The cleft of his ass taking in my cock. And I do kind of like this Latin dance thing with my hips. Oh, working my cock in very, very slowly. Oh. And as I'm fucking him, well, technically not into the mattress, but onto the pillows, I guess. Well, his face is smashed into the mattress, so in that sense, I am fucking him into the mattress. Oh, he's grinding his leaking cock onto that pillow. Oh. And I tell him, baby. Oh, you make it last as long as you can, but I'm gonna let you come whenever you want, okay? No countdown, no denial. I want you to feel good, baby. This is gonna be up to you. Make it last as long as you want. I can do this all morning. Oh, so good. Oh, and the moans. I'll just leave you with that. Let you finish on your own. Okay.